when it comes to biologics, the ones I've proved in the United States right now all target type 2 asthma, like his asthma. Certainly, there are targets that target IgE in allergic asthma, and that's anti-IgE omalizumab. And there are three drugs that target the interleukin-5 pathway, which causes eosinophilic asthma, which is something that he may be also a candidate for. And then finally, there's another biologic that targets interleukin-4 pathway and blocks both IL-4 and IL-13 signaling, which may actually be beneficial in both allergic and eosinophilic asthma. Omalizumab is administered twice a month or once a month, depending on the IgE level and weight. And dupilumab is an injection that is the only one approved for home injection. It's given every 2 weeks, and it has been approved for atopic dermatitis as well. And benralizumab is administered every 4 weeks, the first three times, and then every 8 weeks thereafter. And it's a subcutaneous injection, and it targets IL-5 receptor. Mepolizumab targets IL-5, interleukin-5, and it is given once a month by subcutaneous injection. Restlizumab is also an anti-IL-5 agent that is given intravenously by infusion once every month, and it targets also eosinophilic asthma. For these biologics to be prescribed, patients have to show history of recurrent exacerbation, like President Coolidge here. They have to show biomarker profile that fits the profile of these biologic. The patient has to be ready to be on these injections because it does require their compliance with these medication. There are at least two more that are now either a biologic or a small molecule inhibitor that is in the pipeline.